SOP267, today I've got a quick tip to find out who's talking about you, and we're going to talk about radio guys and what makes good content, and what does IDG have to say about your podcast length.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing and all points in between. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can reach me toll-free, courtesy of podcast voicemail. The number is 888-563-3228. Or you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Or you can leave a comment at the website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. And we're going to start off with a quick tip, and that is, how do you know if anybody is talking about you? And I just did this and found some really cool stuff. So first of all, we're going to start off with a shout out to Chris Christensen, who you know from the Amateur Traveler podcast probably. But he also does the Bible Study podcast.com, and you can also find him at Chris2x.com, which he was actually linking to me, saying that I was one of his favorite podcasts about podcasting. So Chris, thank you so much for that. Really do appreciate that. Now, how did I do that? How did I find out? If you go to Google, type the word links and then a colon, no space, just L-I-N-K-S colon, and type your website, which in my case was www.schoolofpodcasting.com. It will then show you who is linking to your website. So another shout out to Jim Meeker at controlaltdeliver.com, who said he really, really enjoyed my episode about finding time to podcast. So that's a quick way to find out if anybody is, you know, linking to you. Go to Google, type links, colon, and then your website and hit enter, and you'll see if anybody is linking back to your website. New from Electrovoice, the RE320 is a supremely versatile vocal and instrument microphone derived from the classic design of the Electrovoice RE20. Now, the RE320's key features include variable D proximity control technology for tight, bold, expressive, and consistent tonal performance, a humbucking coil for noiseless operation, and a high-output neodymium magnet structure capsule that delivers fast and accurate transient response and pronounced high-frequency detail. Engineered for stellar performance in virtually and any imaginable application, the RE320 delivers excellent results when miking vocals or instruments in the studio or on the stage. Designed to meet the demanding needs of project and pro studio operators, live and studio performers and engineers, as well as podcasters and broadcasters at any level, the RE320 brings heritage Electrovoice technology and performance to bear in an incredibly versatile new microphone. For more information, go to electro-voice/RE320. All right. Again, thanks so much to Electrovoice for letting us use that. That's the microphone I'm actually using right now. But right now I want to talk about a website. It's called RadioExiles.com. It's a podcast network for ex-DJs who have basically been let go from radio. And I went over and was listening to a podcast by two guys named Doug and Bob. And they're talking about how great it is to be on a podcast. They don't have to worry about program managers and playing the same 24 songs over and over, and just the freedom to deal directly with their listeners. They were just saying how great podcasting is. But they also commented that while, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, they basically said that while everyone can create a podcast, not everyone should. And they mentioned that one of the things you do learn from going to radio school is that you can identify what makes good radio. Now, this led me to think that if these guys, now in this case, Doug and Bob at one point were mentioned in USA Today, and they were, you know, they were well known in their markets. In California, they were beating Mark and Brian. But if these guys know what good radio is, then why are they ex-DJs? Now, they mentioned that while it's great to have, you know, RadioExiles.com for people who still want to broadcast, they had not really figured out how to make money with their podcast or their network. To this, I say, hello, go over, get my book, morepodcastmoney.com. But they'd also mentioned that none of the DJs that have come to RadioExiles.com have then eventually gone back to radio. And I'm not sure if that's because A, there are no jobs in radio, B, they have no talent, or C, they love podcasting so much that they don't want to go back. I'm not sure, but I thought it was interesting that the guys are saying, hey, we know what good radio is, don't have a job in radio. That was interesting. But I noticed something about this podcast with Bob and Doug, and it leaped at me even more when I heard an old interview of Jerry Seinfeld on The Howard Stern Show. Now, Jerry was talking to Howard about how long Howard drags out a story. He actually made a joke about it. He said, you can hear him set up a story, get in the shower, and pretty much know that you can get yourself clean and probably shave before Howard actually gets to the actual story. And as I was listening to Doug and Bob, I kind of noticed this as well. And it's a generalization, so take it for what it's worth. But I think radio guys are used to filling up hours of time. And with this in mind, they really don't get to the point quickly. I know I listen to the Jim Rome show. He's a sports guy. And a lot of times he will have what he calls his take, the first hour. And the second hour, he'll like, hey, if you missed the first hour, and kind of repeat himself. It's interesting that way. The problem that avid podcast listeners have is that there isn't enough time in the day to listen to them. I wish there were more times in the day to listen to podcasts. I mean, I'm actually using an app on my phone that allows me to play podcasts faster so I can consume more podcasts. So consequently, if I have to reach for the skip ahead 1 minute button on my phone, if I have to do that on a regular basis, the next button I'm going to be reaching for is the unsubscribe button. So now before I come across as saying that radio guys have no talent, and that's not fair or true. In many cases, it's the culture of radio, you know, dealing with the FCC. It makes it almost impossible to be entertaining. You know, any momentum that they have is broken up by traffic and weather reports. And really, one angry letter from a listener can have a station changing their entire policy for all of programming. I mean, it sounds like a treat, really, to work on radio the more I hear about it. So with this in mind, I look forward to more ex-radio people getting involved in podcasting and enjoying the freedom that is podcasting and learning how to get to the point. All right, speaking of getting to the point, a recent article by IDG shows that the preferred time for an audio podcast is 16 minutes. Now, what does this mean? Well, in some cases, nothing. When you create a podcast, you decide how long or short it is. You decide how often you put out episodes. You control everything. If you want to do a 30-minute podcast, then do a 30-minute podcast. I just want to add one point. Make sure that has, again, 30 minutes of content. But they go through a couple different things. Online audio clip listening time is 11 minutes. Online video viewing time is 10 minutes. The podcast listening time, again, 16 minutes. A white paper length is 7 pages is what people will actually read. Calculator usage time, I think, is weird, 9 minutes. So if we just go with 16 minutes, you need to think about some things, and that is you're going to lose about 2 minutes for an intro and outro. And if you stick with that, you know, you're going to probably have around 13 minutes by the time you actually, you know, get your intro, your outro, your introduction, things like that. And that means you have to take the best points and use them and decide which points can be discarded. Now, the end result is great content. Only the best points make the grade. Now, as someone who occasionally delivers messages from a pulpit, I can tell you that if I had a choice of delivering a 30-minute sermon or a 15-minute sermon, I would choose 30. While most people, of course, are afraid of speaking in public, as you might imagine, I'm not. I enjoy the ability to dig deep into a topic, and when I have to cut sermons short, it really makes me focus. You have to decide, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to get across? What do I want people to relate to? Does it relate to the audience? And I wish more podcasters would do this. I think one of the things that, again, really can cause a problem is I've heard people that do live streaming on a schedule. So again, they have an hour that they're going to do live podcasting, and then they record that and release it time shifted. but they have a time slot to fill up, and they may have a 60-minute time slot and have 30 minutes worth of material. That drives me nuts. So keep that in mind. If you're, you know, somebody that says, hey, I do a podcast every Monday at 7 or Wednesday at 3 or whatever it is you're doing, you know, make sure you have enough content. People's attention span is short. And if your podcast is longer than 16 minutes, by all means, you know, you don't have to do a 16-minute podcast. You can do what I do. I have transition music. So if you're listening, if you're new to the podcast, you'll notice that all of my topics have a little bit of music at the end. So that if you're listening to this and unfortunately have to hit the skip ahead 1 minute button, you're fast forwarding because you're just not interested in it. You basically fast forward till you hear the music and then you can kind of stop. And that's when I'm at the end of the topic. But you want to break things up. If you just drone on and on and on for an hour, that's really hard to listen to. So give people a mind break. Give them something to kind of a chance to breathe. And also, in some cases, people may not have a full hour to listen to it. And if you have segments, they can say, okay, I'm through the second segment, and it's easy to catch back up with you. So what are your favorite podcast lengths? Now, this podcast does not have an actual set length. As I look at this, I've been talking for 18 minutes. And that's funny because when I basically talk about a subject or two, it's usually about 20 minutes. So I try to keep this one about 20 minutes. It's funny, the podcast about the episode I did about finding time to podcast was one of my longest ones in a while. And so I look for content. I look at and say, is there any of this that they really don't need? I cut out anything that I think might be filler. I try to get to the point. I get in, I get out. And then at the end, I do this. I say, if you'd like to start a podcast, I've got a great resource for you. It's the School of Podcasting.com. We've got self-paced tutorials. We've got resources. So if you want music for your podcast, if you need graphics for your podcast, if you need ways to sell your podcast, everything is there at the School of Podcasting.com. You can sign up for a week, a month, a year, whatever you want. And in addition to the resources, you get little old me, your personal podcast coach, to walk you through the entire process. And again, you can come out, start your own podcast, enjoy the freedom that the radio guys are having, get your word out to a global audience at the schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed.